Hi, this is Andrew for Geek News Central. Today I'm with PillPack Plus and Sarah and Lindsay, who have a solution to the problem of forgetting to take your tablets. All of us have seen the trays with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but even that has its problems. So they have a new solution which should help older people take their pills and their tablets when they're supposed to. Sarah and Lindsay, do you want to tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Yeah, we have a couple of community pharmacies, mm-hmm. and we found that the trays were coming back to us, popped all over the place. We couldn't properly cover people for medication that they used once a week, etc. So we now, by robotic, fill these sachets for patients. So the robot, the medication is scanned into the robot and the robot fills the sachet. So there's no limit to the number of times in a day. If you've got a Parkinson's patient who needs 8 different time periods, we can cover 8 different time periods. If they have dispersible medication that needs separated from solid medication, we can do that. If they have an item that they need to use, like an inhaler, which can't be placed in a tray or a sachet, we can put in a reminder sachet each time to remind them to use it. If they've once a week medication like a pain patch, we can put the reminder on that specific day so that they apply the patch at the right time and they're not running about with what is effectively an elastoplast on their back. Okay. So it gives us a lot of time options for the patient. And the other huge thing is that patients can pop the tray in the wrong place. So they take Monday lunchtime's meds when they should have been taking Tuesday morning. Our sachets come out chronologically by time. So unless you actually unravel the whole roll, they're automatically coming in the correct sequence.
Okay, so to keep it really simple, the robot effectively takes the right number of pills, the right kinds of pills, off the shelf, puts them into a packet which it then seals up, and it then labels it with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the date and time that it's supposed to be taken, the medication that's taken. That's the way it works?
It does, and it has a tablet description for each medication as well. So if, for the sake of argument, the doctor said, I want you to stop your diuretic for a couple of days, you can determine which one is the diuretic and not take it. Although pharmacy would quite often support and assist in that.
Okay, and I think you also said that the robot actually takes a picture of the tablets as it goes into the packet, so you can double check.
We have a separate camera which is linked to the robot. When the robot has produced the roll of sachets, that roll is then run through the camera. It matches the robotic memory with the pictures, and it can absolutely identify every molecule and that the sachet is filled correctly at the right time.
Very good. And you know what happens when we get to the next stage, when somebody actually has difficulty in remembering to take their tablets at the right time of day?
Well, we also we've teamed up with a company in Finland called Evondos, and they have developed this automatic medicines dispenser. It sits in the patient's home, containing 2 reels of the exact same sachets that patients have perhaps already been using with us through PillPack Plus. The Evondos requires only a plug, so we don't need to install Wi-Fi or anything like that into the patient's home, which is very important for some elderly people. And it will alarm at the correct time and release the exact dose at the exact time that the patient needs to take it.
Okay, so the alarm goes off, they hear the alarm, they come and take it, and it's basically waiting for them to...
Yes, it's a really simple looking device. It has a very large screen on it, and with the words, it is time for your medication. There's a very large button with a very bright light, and which is easy for people perhaps with sight impairment, and also for patients with hearing impairment, the alarm does get louder and louder, and it does have a very... very loud setting on it, so that's very useful.
Okay, and what happens if, you know, let's say the person's in the bottom of the garden, they don't hear it, they come back in, the time's passed for them to take their medication?
Yeah, well, if the Evondos is alarming, telling you it's time for your medication, and you fail to press the button and release the medication, a message will be sent either to us in pharmacy, or your care provider, or perhaps your relative, depending on the care plan, which is individual to you. And just to inform that person that you have failed to release your medication. This alerts us that there could be a problem. You may be at the bottom of the garden and everything is fine, in which case that's fine. Or perhaps you have had a fall, maybe in your bathroom. bathroom or whatever, and you're actually physically unable to get to the Avondos, this is a way of alerting us that you are unwell, that you need help, and we can escalate our plan quickly and help you. If, for example, you were to fall asleep early in the evening and not release, for example, your sleeping medications, we may know this about you and not be alarmed that you haven't released it, and therefore will not escalate an emergency plan. However, the Avondos machine will take the sleeping tablet into a locked compartment so that when you wake bright and fresh in the morning to release your 8 o'clock medication in the morning, that sleeping tablet is locked away. You cannot release it. You will get the correct medication for morning time.
Very good. And I think you also mentioned you're beginning to develop an app that helps you kind of work with the carer of the person.
Yes, that's correct. Our company, they're involved in a process called SPRI, and they're working with the Northern Trust at the moment. They are developing an app to help domiciliary carers administer medication using our PillPack Plus sachets. On each sachet there is a barcode, patient details and the details of the tablets, etc. This app allows carers to scan the barcode and therefore record medications that they have given. It also allows them to record non-medical tasks that carers do for patients in the community, for example, some housework chores or putting out the bin, etc. These are all very important to people living in the community, and it's a vital job that carers do, therefore it's important they can record what they're doing. It also allows them to record how they find the patient, so if someone is unwell, they're able to make a note of that and therefore alert the carer coming behind, just to be aware of how they may find the patient. This is important because sometimes in the community patients are cared for by a number of care providers. Mm-hmm. So they may have a carer from the trust in the morning, a private provider in the evening, and perhaps even a different provider at night. If the trust carer in the morning finds the patient is a little unwell and reports that to their manager, that manager knows about it. But then the carer coming in the afternoon does not know, and she therefore also reports it to her manager. So we can end up with a lot of managers across the country knowing about a situation, but the dots aren't joined up. This system is it's tied to the patient, not the organisation. Therefore, multiple organisations can access it and feed into it, allowing us to join up the dots and deliver more seamless care for patients.
That's great. I mean, it seems like a fantastic way to help people take their medication and to look after them in the community. If people want to know more, do you have a website?
We do. It's pillpackplus.com.
That's great. Look, thanks very much, Lindsay and Sarah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.